Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Nagkakahalaga ng may ilang bilyong dolyar ang industriya ng fashion, ngunit ito din nagbubunga ng pinsala sa kapaligiran. Bawat 10 minuto ay may 6 na toneladang basura ng mga damit ang tinatapon sa mga tip sa Australia. Ngayon, kumikilos na ang pamahalang federal upang mabawasan ang basura mula industriya ng fashion sa susunod na dekada. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Naveen Razik na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Sa pagtatapos ng lockdown at nalalapit na Pasko, muling ina-update ng maraming mga Australiano ang kani-kanilang mga wardrobe. Ngunit di lamang style ng damit ang hinahanap ng mamimili. Kabilang dito ang tinatawag na sustainability.
I think that's really important now, especially my friends and my age group, we're all looking for really good quality and things that will last for the next 10-15 years.
Si Mary Lou Ryan ay ang co-founder ng Australian brand na Basik. Anya, maraming mga mamimili ngayon hinahanap na ang kalidad.
We are hearing it more and more on the shop floor. Customers are far more conscious about the product that they're purchasing. They want to know where the material's from. They want to know who's making their garments.
Sa Australia, ang fashion industry may nagkakahalaga ng may 27 bilyong dolyar na bago ito sa pagkakaroon ng tinatawag na fast fashion outlets kung saan mabibili ang mga panibagong style ng damit sa murang halaga. Nitong huling dekada, ang mga fast fashion brands karamihay mula ibang bansa ay naging matagumpay sa Australia. Ngunit ito din ang sinisisi sa namumuong krisis sa kapaligiran kung saan nakikita ang itong dahilan sa pagdami ng mga natatapong damit sa landfill. Ang mga damit na ilang ulit lamang sinuot ayon kay Ministro para Kapaligiran ay maaaring mapabuti pa ng para sa kapaligiran, maaaring mapabuti pa niya ang sektor, ang sitwasyon. Ang ministro para kapaligiran, Susan Ley.
Too much Australian fashion is fast, is poor quality, and is thrown away. The average Australian buys 27 kilos of clothing each year and throws away 23 kilos.
Target ng pamahalang federal na ma-recover ang 80% ng lahat ng mga basura kasama mga tela o damit pagsapit ng taong 2030. Ipinalam ito ng 1 milyong dolyar na pondo para sa Australian Fast Council upang masimula ng mga pagsisikap sa industriya ng fashion. Ikinatuwa ito ni Alicia McKellen, researcher sa Monash Sustainable Development Institute.
Yeah, it's absolutely a great start. It is overdue, and it's great to see the federal government commit in this way, support a collaborative partnership that brings together industry experts and led by the Australian Fashion Council. And we know that there's much more to do, and so it's an absolutely great start.
Ang focus ay masayayos ang epekto ng industriya ng mga damit sa kapaligiran mula sa paggawa at pananahi hanggang sa recycling ng produkto. Si Kelly Hush, tumatayong CEO ng Australian Fashion Council.
We need to start making more conscious decisions about our purchasing and really think about what we are wearing, where it's made and what the end of life is, because this really is about cradle to cradle. We want to create fashion that at the very beginning of the process doesn't pollute and at the very end of the process doesn't pollute.
Paliwanag ni Julie Bolton mula Monash Sustainable Development Institute, maraming aspeto ang tinatawag na sustainable fashion, di lamang ang recycling. Kasama dito ang pagsiguro na malinis din at di nakakapinsala sa kapaligiran ang proseso sa pagmanipaktura nito.
And I think if you want to link it to climate and our climate ambitions, I think we've forgotten where our stuff comes from. It's all come from somewhere. And in order to turn it into something, how's that process happened? What have we used? What's the energy mix in that? And so with clothing, like how's the clothing being grown? Where is it turned up to the factory? How is it then being produced into that piece of textile, into that clothing? How is it being transported to Australia? Was it done locally or was it done overseas? So all of those factors, right, play into the carbon footprint of an item of clothing.
Ikinatuwa din ng fashion designer at University of Technology Sydney lecturer Timo Risman ang hakbang mula pamahalaan sa nasabing issue. Anya, matagal ng panahon na dapat pinag-isipan kung paano tayo pumipili sa pagbili ng ating mga damit. Nagbabala siya na ang business model ng fast fashion na binigyang prioridad ang instant gratification o pagsaya ay kailangang isaalang-alang at maging hamon upang magkaroon ito ng malaking epekto sa ikabubuti ng kapaligiran.
In the last 20 years, clothing production and consumption globally has doubled, and so the pace of growth in clothing consumption has actually overtaken the growth of population, and that speaks to kind of the cultural aspect of consumption that we need to also deal with.
E like, e share, and comment. Sundan SBS Filipino sa Facebook.